This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
After Ibn al-Qayyim mentions this beautiful Sayyidul Istighfar, the leader of Istighfar, which is a part of the third portion of the dua, where he says, وَإِذَا أَذْنَبَ اسْتَغْفَرْ, and if he or she was to commit a sin, they seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah make us of those that continuously repent to Him. He goes on after talking about the two things that are derived from this particular dua of Sayyid al-Istighfar, أَبُوءُ لَكَ بِنِعْمَتِكَ عَلَيَّ وَأَبُوءُ بِذَنْبِي, that I admit my, I acknowledge your blessings upon you, and I acknowledge my sin. And my sinful practices. And that's where he says that the adif yasiru baina janahain, or baina two things, witnessing the blessings of Allah upon them and also witnessing their deficiencies. He goes on to say one thing, rahimullah ta'ala, and it's beautiful. I want to touch on this and move on to the next point. He says, rahimullah, wa aqrabu babin dakhala minhu al-'abdu 'ala Allah ta'ala huwa al-iflas, and the closest door that the slave can enter into Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bab al-iflas. And iflas means someone that is poor or in debt or doesn't have any money, basically showing that they are empty and they do not have that which enriches them. فَلَا يَرَى لِنَفْسِهِ حَالًا وَلَا مَقَامًا وَلَا سَبَبًا يَتَعَلَّقُ بِهِ. So he doesn't see anything, he doesn't see for himself anything that is a form of loftiness, or dare we say independence, that brings him a sense of strength or izzah or something to stand on that makes them form, that makes them independent and free of any need. وَلَا وَسِيلَةً مِنْهُ يَمُنُّ بِهَا, and there is no pathway for him or no means for him to express his blessings or his bestowment upon other than him. So what this is basically saying, that he is someone that is always in need, and to enter into the bab, or the relationship with Allah, by showing that you are consistently and initially in need of Him, this is the best way to enter. And that's why he says right after that, rahimahullah ta'ala, bel, rather, yadkhulu ala Allah ta'ala min bab al-iftiqar as-sirf. Rather, this individual enters the door, or enters upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with pure deprivation. Pure deprivation, meaning that I am not anything without you. And even when we see this, he says, بَلْ يَدْخُلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ, he enters upon Allah. And what time do we enter upon Allah khalis? Yani, it is an opportunity to be totally devoted in your actions to Allah, the salah. If you think about it, this is the second pillar of Islam. And the first pillar of Islam, bit-tartib, if we look at it in from the aspect of importance and sequential importance, that the first one is your aqidah, your belief in Allah, your belief in God, what He is, what He is not, what He deserves from what He is, and what one should avoid from what He is not. The second pillar is the prayer. How do you manifest that and exemplify that belief? When will you go in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or when will you ever do this action, bowing and praying in this sequence? So you are entering upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the degree that there are certain impermissible things to say and do when you are in this detached state with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The best situation psychologically, spiritually, to enter upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is empty from any form of personal enrichment that comes from you and starts from you. To know that Allah is the one that has given it to you, and you are there entering and detaching yourself from the earth, from worldly gain and benefits, to enter upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a conversation with Him by speaking His word, i.e. the Quran. And then you by speaking from your heart, by the dua, from what you ponder over in the Quran. And that is iflas. To enter in fully deprived. Oh Allah, I'm totally in need of you. And that's what Ibn al-Qayyim here is saying here, subhanAllah. And that is beautiful because, you know, connecting it to the past dua when you recognize the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, and at the same time you recognize your deficiencies, you recognize you are nothing without Him, and that is the best situation to approach Allah with, inside of the prayer and outside of the prayer, in life in general. Then he says, Rahimullah ta'ala, وَلَا طَرِيقَ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى أَقْرَبُ مِنَ الْعُبُودِيَّةِ وَلَا حِجَابَ أَغْلَظُ مِنَ الدَّعْوَةِ. He says here, and there is no pathway to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is closer than servitude. وَلَا حِجَابَ أَغْلَظُ مِنَ الدَّعْوَةِ. What this can mean is, and there is no, hijab is like a veil that is harder to da'wah, kind of showing that it is very easy to say and to do, but it's hard to reveal when it comes to the ubudiyyah. He then says here, وَالْعُبُودِيَّةَ مَدَارُهَا عَلَىٰ قَاعِدَتَيْنِ هُمَا أَصْلُهَا حُبٌّ كَامِلْ وَذُلٌّ تَامِ. He says, in servitude, it revolves around two particular pillars or rules that they are the basis. One is pure, complete love, and the second is complete and honorable or complete debasement. وَمَنْشَأُ هَذَيْنِ الْأَصْلَيْنِ عَنْ ذَيْنِكَ الْأَصْلَيْنِ الْمُتَقَدِّمَيْنِ. And he says, in the origin of these two foundations are founded on those other two foundations that were mentioned. So, when we talked about مشاهدة المنة, which was in the دعاء, أبوء لك بنعمتك علي, the مشاهدة المنة, the دعاء is, or the استغفار, the portion of it is, I recognize your blessings upon me, which necessitates, which implies or shows the recognition of the blessings Allah upon you. Okay, that's the first one. And the second one was, wa abu'u bi dhanbi, and I recognize, acknowledge, admit my sins, which came from you recognizing your deficiencies. He says here, the pure love, okay, the pure love and the pure debasement, when he says that the servitude revolves around the previous two. So the previous two, asluha, is hubbun kamil. The pure love, mushahadat al-minna, recognizing the blessings, will bring about that pure love, the complete love. And recognizing your deficiencies will bring about the debasement. Okay? That's when he mentions, al-ubudiyyatu madaruha ala qa'idatayn huma. So the servitude revolves around these two foundational principles. And man sha'u hadhaini, the origin of these two is the previous two that were mentioned. So the origin of having complete love is recognizing the blessings. In other words, recognizing the blessings of Allah is the strongest way to love Allah and have complete love of Allah. And recognizing your deficiencies is another strong way to have pure debasement and lowering yourself in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even if we want to join them together, to where they are simultaneous, or one causes the other. When one truly loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that bil fard is a sign or a means of them being humble. If one truly loves Allah, they are humble. And the sign of humility is debasing themselves in front of Allah. Debasing themselves in front of the sharia. I don't know better than Allah. Means I don't know better than what Allah has legislated. So if we want to be more practical or more of an example in our daily life, what are some things that I do that I think is better than the deen of Islam or what Islam has legislated? So here he says after that, rahimahullah ta'ala, وَهُمَا مَشَهَدَةَ الْمِنَّ الَّتِي تُورِثُ الْمَحَبَّةِ وَمَطَالَعَةَ الْعَيْبَ النَّفْسِ وَالْعَمَلَ الَّتِي تُورِثُ الذُّلَّ التَّامِ. And that's what we talked about here. He said the origin are the two foundations that we talked about earlier, which is recognizing the blessings that brings forth or brings forth the love, and the recognizing the deficiencies of the self and the actions which bring forth the debasement. And then he concludes and he says, Rahimullah, وَإِذَا كَانَ الْعَبْدُ بَنَى سُلُوكَهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى عَلَى هَذَيْنِ الْأَصْلَيْنِ لَمْ يَظْفَرْ عَدُوُهُ بِهِ إِلَّا عَلَى غِرَّةٍ وَغِيلَةٍ. He says, and if the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala builds their way to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon these two foundational principles, that his enemy will not win except by deception. وَمَا أَسْرَعُ مَا يُنْعِشُهُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ وَيَجْبُرُهُ وَيَتَدَارَكَهُ بِرَحْمَتِهِ. And he says, and what is the quickest way that Allah will nourish him and approach him with his mercy? So basically, in the end of the day, brothers and sisters, when talking about this, Ibn al-Qayyim concludes here in this particular point that when he mentions the statement that Sheikh al-Islam Abu Ismail al-Harawi mentioned, that one recognizes the blessings and also recognizes their deficiencies, that recognizing the blessings brings forth love and recognizing deficiencies makes one more humble. Those two things, traveling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with that, is that which is very, very important. And if the servant continues upon these two things, Shaitan will not win against him except by trying to deceive him and to lie to him and put him on that path. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala nourishes the individual with these two methodological, spiritual, psychological practices, that I'm nothing without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that also I'm nothing without Allah because I love him so much, because I know what he has given me and I recognize what he has given me, and I know that I'm not the giver, therefore it makes me more humble to him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that are humble to him. Innahu waliyu dhalika. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barakatuh nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wallahu a'lam. Assalamu alaikum.